Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Chip, and we're here again to have another wonderful program. And we have our Q&A tonight after the BBS show here. We'll give you those numbers out maybe near the halfway through the show or so. So let's see what's happening here. Check in with Larry. He's our timekeeper. And today is Wednesday, daykeeper, timekeeper. It's the 1st of February, 2012. So, because we can do some timeline crashes for the 2 and the 1 and then the other, I guess that's it, really. So let's do a timeline crash for 2s. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, that's feeling better, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do the 1. And then we'll do the 0. So here we go. 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do the 0, where nothing is, but who knows. So here we go, 0. 1, 2, 3, that feels heavy. 1, 2, maybe it's hiding things in the no space of the 0 here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll turn it over to Carrie. Are you out there somewhere, Carrie?
I am, yes. Hi, Ron, and welcome, everybody. We're on Station 1 tonight, bbsradio.com. And let's see, so yesterday afternoon was the decoding call, and of course Monday the decloning call. So if anybody would like to call in and share with others who may not have been on either of those calls yet what you experienced, that would be great. The numbers for tonight are toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, 888-627-6008, that's line 1. And then go down to line 4, area code 530-413-5011. 530-413-5011. And Ron, we have a question from Keith. Sounds like he's feeling overwhelmed about something, and he's asking, what is the best clearing for overwhelmed, being overwhelmed?
Well, we probably have the anxiety one, extreme anxiety. So what do you think on that, Carrie? That might be the overwhelming one.
There is actually a whole life overwhelm clearing, too. $5 times your age.
Yeah, I just wonder if we'll see if he has anxiety or being overwhelmed.
Yeah, it depends what the topic is, I guess. Maybe you want to type a little bit more in, Keith, and tell us a subject matter, and then perhaps we can figure out which would be the best clearing. There's also, Nikki's also saying that this self-empowerment clearing has overwhelm, the overwhelm category in there. I remember that too. excuse me. So, gosh, sorry. I just had a little ice cream and it's clogging up my throat. So, let's see. There's also the Q&A tonight. Before I forget, we'll put if somebody could put the numbers up toward the end of the show, that would be great. But if you have a pen and paper now, I'll read those out now. So, it's 559 546-1301 is the conference call line, and this will be in about an hour, lasting about an hour also. And then the PIN number is 506399 and the pound sign, 506399 and the pound sign. And you can send your questions over to the CLS questions, plural, CLS questions at yahoo.com email address, and just put in the subject bar there, subject line, that it's for Wednesday Q&A and that you will be listening. So I know which ones to read out. And just keep your email short if you could, and your questions kind of concise and short. That makes it easier for Ron to pinpoint what you need to, what you're asking about, and give you the best answer. So let me just refresh the fast chat here and see if Keith has told us what is okay. Thanks for the input. I'll see what I can do. Anxiety sounds like a good one also, he says. Yeah, certainly being overwhelmed can make you anxious. They kind of go hand in hand, don't they, Ron? I don't know. There's a lot of things that can make you feel overwhelmed, which can then generate anxiety. So I guess both, depending on what your situation is, Keith. Any other input, Ron?
Just that the anxiety one might be it. I'm trying to think here. To me, that's what it feels like, but we'll see. So we'll do a clearing here. In fact, we'll see the difference here. So everybody, let's do a anxiety clearing. In fact, we'll do one of each. We'll do three of them. Here we go. Anxiety clearing. Here we go. One. So think of something that maybe made you anxious. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, now we'll do the extreme anxiety. Let's see if this one happens to help you. May not do anything, I don't know. Because the other one may have taken whatever you needed away. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, and let's now do the, what was it, overwhelmed? Is that what it was that we could
do? Yeah.
Overwhelmed clearing. One, two, three, four, five, six, oh boy, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Let's do frustration. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's just see what that does for everybody here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. So Nikki's pointing out for Keith also that timeline crashing works great for that issue also. And Janice is suggesting the I now increase my life force energy might help as well. So yeah, those are good suggestions. I just had a question. Where did it go? Oh, yeah, Tanya is wondering. Oh, and there were some reactions to the timeline crashing that you did on the numbers, Ron. I know I felt that zero. I remember you did a zero a while ago, and I felt it then, too. Zero seems to be a sneaky number that we wouldn't think would have energy on it, but I guess it definitely does. And Tanya's asking, does light infusion come with crash, I guess, with a timeline crash?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I wonder. I'm not either. Okay, maybe you want to type that in differently, Tanya. Maybe use some different words. I'm not sure that I'm understanding your question correctly, so I don't want to mess it up. Let's have a look. Claire's bringing up an interesting point. She's saying she's been feeling overwhelmed lately, too. She's been doing so many clearings, and she's taking a break this week. Would you recommend we do that, Ron, take a break from clearings if we've been doing tons and tons? Maybe our body might need that.
Yeah, you may need some time to recuperate. I would probably just do, if you feel that, I'd just do maybe spirit infusion for a while. You know, put that on and get some spirit infusion going.
I see, yeah, that's a good
idea. A lot of those clearings, I think, have it on there.
At the end, yeah. Okay, so Shannon has a question about baptism. Please explain what baptism does to us and what clearing would help with that.
Oh boy, that's probably hooking you up to the God energy. So, but all I could say is, do the that probably the God energy clearing. Isn't there a religious indoctrination?
Mm-hmm.
And we got a God clearing. That's what I would probably recommend. Get that stuff away from you.
And I wonder, I'm just thinking, the alien attack page, if you've been baptized, you've probably been hooked up to a specific race,
yep.
Maybe. And you could put that into that page, too, I would think.
Yeah, I would assume that also.
Claire is asking if there are any clearings for fatigue.
I don't know.
So I would think I now increase my life force energy. I find that helpful when I don't have a lot of energy. I guess it depends what's behind your fatigue, if you know or if you don't know, because there are so many things that drain our energy. So the energetic cording might be one of those things. I know people are reporting increased energy. That first week that you did that, Ron, I had a noticeable amount more energy the next day. Somebody was commenting on that. Oh, yes, Ellen, the call to release cords, fabulous, really frees you up to be yourself. So what would you suggest then? I think probably the cording clearing or telephone calls, conference calls that you're doing would probably be good and help bring back energy, wouldn't you think, Ron?
Oh, yeah, the cording clearing does that when you get decorded, so, yeah, that's a very, very good thing.
And then there are so many other, layers of things that take energy from us. The alien parasitic life forms take energy from us. All this cloning of us dilutes us terribly. So the Monday decloning calls might help. And then also the water charging might help, Ron.
Yeah. All those are good. I'm trying to think what would be the most, I don't know, cording is, let's see. Maybe we can find out what they feel. I would say with the cording, a lot of people, connect to your power chakra. So I'll just release some cords there. Go to the front side and the back side. On the call that we do, I'm not going into different directions like we did on the first cording calls. I'm just doing a complete one. So they're a little different than what I first did. But on this one here, I'll do them separately so you can see just kind of what it feels like. So here we go. Front side of your power chakra, releasing energetic cords. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's out of the front. Now to the back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how you're feeling now. Back to you, Carrie.
Wow, that was a lot. Thank you. Claire is mentioning that a lot of people are feeling fatigued after these major solar flares, so I guess maybe she's feeling that that's what it's from. What do you think about that, Ron?
No information on that.
Okay. Okay. Keith is saying that the clearings you did for him, the anxiety and the overwhelm, those clearings helped, and he's feeling much calmer and feels that he needed both of those. And Liz says the frustration clearing resonated with her, and that the overwhelm and anxiety, she felt lighter and her face was less tense. So that's nice. Looks like Rick got some benefit from those two. Tom says that one is heavy for me, so I'm imagining it's one of those two. So Liz is saying baptism hooks us up to alien races? Yikes. So maybe, Ron, you want to do a little recap of your explanation about praying outside of yourself, which baptism is a sort of a form of, in a sense, going outside of yourself and doing prayers or blessings or baptism-type things when you're kind of talking to things outside of yourself to do these. And
yeah, I think you basically said it all there. Yeah, you never want to connect anything outside of yourself. That's the teachings of Jesus. Very simple. Don't go outside of yourself. The kingdom is within. So what does that mean? Anything outside of yourself is going to typically harm you. So don't do that. And the aliens are just waiting, and the churches are waiting to hook you up. And everything is waiting, you know, with the aliens in charge of the unseen reality here. This is what we're dealing with, the unseen, and they'll take away your energy. So that's the bottom line. And it's a very, it's unfortunate that there's so much that we don't know. And that's why we have these programs to try to educate you a little bit on what not to do. But the basic thing is don't get connected to groups. Don't, you know, get into, you know, groups that, that try to connect you to something with some kind of energetic connection. So that's what I'm talking about. And when that happens, you can kind of go astray a little bit. And that's the problem that most people have, is that they don't completely understand what's happening only because they were never told not to do such a thing. When you do come back into your own integrity, then you're going to realize that, you know, you don't want to connect to groups or organizations or anything that could possibly harm you and take away your energy. That's what the whole thing is about. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Jessica is saying that the clone calls gave her a lot of energy. She's telling Claire about that. So Shannon has a question about the gray skies clearing. She's asking, does that one keep aliens away when it is clear outside, when there are no clouds?
Good question. Let me think here. It's possible, yeah, because they're not there because they don't show up. So I would say, you know, that would probably be a yes answer, but it's hard to say. But they're definitely there when you have the clouds. Let's put it that way. And you don't want to have that. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah. I know I've wondered that, too, because so much of the time here in the L.A. area, there aren't any clouds. Most of the year is just blue, 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 blue. And I think, should I put the gray skies clearing up anyway? So I know Shannon's in Southern California somewhere, too, so it's a good question to ask. Thanks, Shannon. Okay, what was the next question? I just saw it, and it's gone. Something about empathy. I think I missed it. Lots of empaths. Oh, ringing in the ears. That's right. Somebody was saying earlier, I think it was Liz, that she is having a lot of ringing in the ears, and do you know what that's about?
Not really. I have a lot of people that I've dealt with over the years, and sometimes the healings actually help them to get rid of that. That's one of those mystery things. So I just don't know what to say on that. If anybody has had ringing in the ears and they have done some clearings, and maybe a clearing has helped them, that would be good to know. If somebody would like to comment on that.
Yeah. I haven't really had that problem, hardly yet. Well, I used to get ringing in my ears, but I don't anymore. So I don't know. I've never tried to clear that because I don't think I've had it since I've known you. But Terry's noticing from the decoding that you just did that the cords go deep into my body, Ron, says Terry. And Claire's saying, thanks. That was a big release. Romney is asking, are some cords tied up in balls in us?
Tied up in balls?
Yeah, I guess like, you know, like a big knot.
Like string, you mean, being tied up?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Is it like string, like how you make a ball and you use string? Is that what they're...
I think so, yeah, or maybe a big old knot. You know, a big messy knot from all the cords, perhaps.
I haven't seen that. So, I don't know. I just see them connecting. I hate to think of something a lot worse, you know.
So, do you see them going into our body or on the edge, from the edges of us?
Both.
Both, okay.
Yep.
Okay, Romney's saying he had one in his head released from the back of his neck, and it was all tangled up, he says. So perhaps that's what he kind of means, like a big tangle. Maybe if there's a place where there are just so many of them, they get tangled up energetically. Okay, Janice says, thanks for the cording release. It is my favorite. Okay. Lee is asking, does courting have anything to do with mental telepathy?
Well, energy, I guess it could. I don't know. I can't say 100% on that one.
Well, what about, let's change it a little, is courting a thought? Is a thought a court?
A thought, it'll give you an energetic connection as a cord. So your thought energy does create a cord, yes. And so that could be a psychic connection, you know.
Yeah. And then Nikki has an interesting question. Is singing in a professional choir, a group, a choir, is that also not a good thing to do? I guess it depends if it's a religious choir or not.
Yeah, that would probably be the way to look at it, yeah.
So religious choir, when you're singing about God and to God, would probably be a bad idea, but if you're in a choir singing songs that didn't have a religious tone, would that be okay, Ron?
Well, that's a rough one. If you're praising something, okay, which is probably what you're doing or communicating with something in the beyondo out there, because you're bringing in something to you, I would say that would probably be a negative thing. But I just don't know. It depends what... To me, a choir is always associated with a church. So you are doing something under the auspice of, you know, of a church. So I don't know how that would relate, you know, because if you're in a church setting, then by all means, you know, you probably want to, you know, run and don't walk, you know, away. Because that's what they're there for, is to connect you. So by singing, you're giving your energy out of your mouth, probably being corded into your mouth. In fact, we'll do this now. So if any of you out there have, in your past history of living, went to church and sang songs, okay, and most churches do that, you know, so not even being in the choir. In the choir, you're probably being used more to direct, for the aliens to direct your voice to connect to the people as they listen to you. You know, normally people sit back and listen to the choir. Is that correct, Carrie, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Kind of like a rock and roll concert, but it's talking about church or praising God or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they're using you as a choir person to connect to all the people there, to their ears. So we'll just make it real simple, and let's just take the energy of you singing praises to your alien God out there. So here we go. And you're going to probably feel your throats change. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, boy. 6, 7. Oh, boy. 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, let's get some comments on that one. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
You know, that was weird. My right leg jerked in the middle of that. And I'm trying to see if I feel anything in my throat. I think I might do a tiny bit. I was not a churchgoer, but in England, when you go to primary school, they're Church of England primary schools. You don't have any choice. You know, it's the public school system, what you call public here. That means private in England, but I'm using the word the way you guys use it in America. And so every morning in assembly, we had to say the Lord's Prayer, and we had to sing a hymn. But I'm feeling a tiny bit, but it's my leg. My leg jerked, and then my left arm kind of did a jerk, too. Were you doing throat or mouth or something then, or the whole body?
Yeah, just doing the throat.
How interesting. So what clearing would we use for that? Because I'm sure there are a lot of people listening who've either been to Catholic school, or they've been to some kind of religious place and sung in their past. Would that be the cording clearing?
That or probably be the religious indoctrination clearing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. So if you want to continue on with something like that, maybe somebody can go to the fast chat and type something in. Better yet, maybe you went to church and somehow you needed or you were chosen to do a service in that church, okay? So maybe you're your minister for the day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. That's or if you're, I guess, I don't know, I guess a minister is also a female, right? Kind of a weird word.
More recently, yeah.
Yeah, so here we go. So if you happen to speak out in front of all the people, where your vocal cords would be used to connect to their ears, and, you know, there's a satellite transmission done to you, here we go. One, releasing this here. Two, three, oh, man. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, man. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, people, just see how you feel. My throat's getting kind of sore. Back to you, Carrie.
This is really wild. I've never spoken in a church, but my hands are going numb right now, particularly my right hand. Now my left hand is beginning to go numb.
Yeah, that's,
wow.
Yeah, you're probably dealing with ancestor stuff.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yep, your ancestors gave you a gift here.
My left thumb and index finger are really numb, and so is the left half of my right wrist. That is crazy. That feels really wild. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. Oh, you know what I'm remembering now, too, but this is the wrong hand. Well, no, I guess both hands are involved. When I was little, well, when I was growing up, because of the C of E, Church of England primary schools, we all got trotted down to church at Christmas and Easter for one service for each of those. Never in my life, in my whole childhood, did I go to church except at those two times. But I always had to play my violin in church on those occasions, and I'm wondering if this is from that.
Hmm.
Because it's my hands.
Yeah, very possible.
I mean, it's my left fingers that do the playing on the strings, but my right hand would hold the bow, so... Oh, gosh, that feels really bizarre. It's my right hand that's gone really numb. Okay, I will now try and read the fast chat.
Okay.
All right, let's see. There's a lot on here. Let me refresh a minute. This is very distracting, having a numb hand. Oh, Marcy says...
Maybe somebody else is feeling something.
Marcy's saying her right foot went numb.
No.
Oh, my goodness. How bizarre.
Maybe she was tapping her foot at one of those church songs, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Let's do a clearing for our numbness here.
Thank you.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, Oh, boy. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. My throat. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2. Oh man. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wow, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Let's get some comments here.
Well, we've got Holly saying, "I hope these must be to do with this these last few clearings. I definitely noticed that releasing from my throat." Amanda says throat is aching. Mossy's legs are tingling. Connie got a flash of a flag. Because of singing to the flag here, allegiance to the flag and all that stuff you guys do in America. I had the Lord's Prayer. You had to ally yourself with a flag. Janice is yawning. Nikki's exhausted and yawning, eyes tearing up. And then Marcy's foot went numb. And then blah, 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 blah. Just reading. Cammy, yes, numbing. Wow, there's a lot of numbness going on. That's really crazy.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know what to say. I mean,
we're just in a pickle, Ron. You just carry on as normal.
So is there any special thing on this date for God, you know? 1st of February, you know?
I don't know. I just
we
think
can call up at the church and find out.
Oh, no, let's not.
I wonder what they're talking about for you people that have been to church. Maybe February is a special month for Jesus, maybe, you know? Remember you celebrate Easter, you know, where he's was killed. And so I'm just wondering if there's something that starts off in February that maybe we're dealing with that energy coming in. Remember, it comes into the planet. So the aliens use that to connect with people. So I'm just wondering if maybe February is a month, dealing with that aspect. So I'm just curious.
Yeah, I have no idea offhand. My hand is still numb. I have a numb line up the middle of my right forearm now. This is crazy. I wonder if maybe it is a past life thing, and maybe it's, you know, you might hold the Bible with your hand or something, or maybe I was following the words with my finger or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like something is seeping up my arm right now. okay, what was I just going to read? I have to go back a page. Janice is coughing and choking. Mike is pointing out that chanting, singing is similar to chanting.
What about Valentine's Day? Would that be an issue, you think?
Saint Valentine. Well, that was a saint. I don't know the story, really. 2 weeks from today. I don't know. We'll be doing the expo that weekend right before that, so that'll be a Tuesday, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. T is saying, can we do family clearing of religious indoctrination? Is there a seven-generation one on that? There probably is. I'll try and pull it up.
There probably would be, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of reaction to this. I'm not surprised, but I'm surprised at my reaction just because I don't usually go numb with this stuff. Not to this degree, anyway. And I wasn't raised in a religious family, but I did have that school association that couldn't be avoided. I always thought it was rather silly, although I did love singing the carols. A lot of that music is really beautiful. And growing up, I did enjoy the singing, but just in school. Pat says, did lots of singing in church, but didn't feel much from that clearing. Well, that's good.
Yeah,
probably didn't get so hooked up. Larry's saying, numbness, alien energy out. May need light infusion. Janice is saying Ash Wednesday's in February for Lent. So that's, I don't know what date. I think that changes each year slightly.
So what does Lent actually mean, I wonder?
I think that's the 40 days of abstaining from something. Don't remember if it's the 40 days and 40 nights thing, but it's when people give things up for Lent. You know, they give up cookies, they give up sugar, they give up soda, they give up smoking, they give up drinking.
Mm.
You give up a vice for Lent, and I can't remember what's behind that. Probably many of you listening know.
Well, the word Lent actually, where it came from.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure people are Googling it. We'll get a link any second. Shannon's wondering, what does it do to us when someone says, God bless you?
Mm.
I sneezed the other day.
I'm in New York, right? I did something for a lady, and she goes, God bless you. I says, no, I don't want her to bless me at all. Man, she turned red. She didn't know what to do.
Oh, dear.
I said, don't give me those aliens. I don't want anything to do with God. I remember seeing her. She about fainted, you know. I says, don't you know the aliens are God energies? You want aliens on you? I was just in the mood, I guess, at that point. You know? That was good.
Oh, my.
I don't think she ever see me again.
Oh.
So what do you do when somebody says that to you? Like what I said. Please. You know?
No, thanks.
Ah,
yeah.
Man, I've got a definition coming up here. Let's see. St. Valentine's is the Middle English abbreviation of Lenten. Lenten.
Okay. What does that mean?
I don't know, but that's the abbreviation.
Okay.
So, looks like, let's see here. There's always a gift in something here. So what's the gift? What are the gods trying to tell us here about us being hooked up to the church energies?
That it numbs us out.
What's so interesting is on these shows, as we do these things, all of a sudden the God energies can't come in to invalidate what we're doing. I'm sure that they're out there chomping at the bit. But it's quite interesting to actually see the energies work. So back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, so Marie R. is asking, Ron, if you would talk about the century clearing.
Sure. That's good. We'll change it. Good. Thank you, Marie. I could say God bless you, but I
won't. Oh, Ron.
Everybody puts their fingers up in front of them. Oh, no. So here we go. The sensory clearing is a clearing. It's an emotional clearing that goes back to the time that you first came here. So we start at this current particular year and moment in time. And then from there, we go back all the way to when you first came here for this long stint of time that you have been stuck here. Now, you could have been here before that, but we want to go back to the time that you are actually here for this block of time. So normally it'll be probably, for most people, I'd say probably around 50,000 years. And we just go back. It takes away the emotional traumas and stress a lot of times that you have. And it's like a emotional clearing that's, being done on you. In fact, that's what I do off and on. I'll do one for, when I do an emotional clearing for you, I'm actually doing the same thing. Let's go back this exact day when we'll go back. What do you want to go back, 2,000 years ago?
Sure.
Here we go. Take away your emotions that is stored in you from that time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, oh boy, eight, nine, and ten.
Wow.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So back to you. We'll see how people are doing with that one.
Big yawns for me. My tongue is throbbing too. I can feel my pulse in my tongue. Blech. Oh, that's weird.
Getting very, very interesting here.
I guess we weren't hanging out with Jesus that day. Oh, boy. Okay. My hand is still numb. I can't believe this. My little finger is totally numb. The others have come back a bit.
Okay, crazy. Let's try another process here. Here we go. This is for if you have any troubles with numbness.
Oh, thanks.
One. Oh, man. Two.
Sorry.
Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. We'll just see if that does. How's that, Carrie? Any better?
Yeah, it's moving around is what's happening. The numbness is seeping down. I mean, the feeling is seeping back down into my little finger, and now the numbness is going into that sort of squidgy side of my hand. Stuff's moving around. I mean, I guess it's all readjusting is what it is. It's just going to take a while. It was pretty numb. The rest of the fingers, I can feel them. They're very cold, though, but I can feel them. So don't worry. We'll get back to the fast chat here. It'll sort itself out. Thank you, though, for doing that second clearing for that. Speaking of numbing, Mike is saying, in a way, chanting and singing is numbing the mind. So maybe it's numbing the hands as well. I don't know. Very, very interesting. So Spirit is saying St. Valentine in Latin, Valentinus, is the name of several, 14 in all, several martyrs. So So that's what Valentine's Day is about, martyrdom. Lovely. Lent equals sacrificing, says Mike. And Randy is saying, yes, 40 days of fasting. So that must be the same as Ramadan in the Muslim faith. Richard is asking, what is a dark side universe?
It's just, we're actually basically probably with this planet the way it is right now. This would be like what it is. It's where everything is created not from light. And I'm not sure if it would look like what we have here as a fabrication of that, or if it would be something even worse, you know. So I don't know what to say on that. What I can say is that it's not created by the light, and you know, that's basically it. It's not created by the light. So it's just another consciousness that's a manifestation of another type of manifestation that is not, does not have spirit energy. So that's basically it. And that's where we're living now, because we're living exactly, you know, in a location that does not have complete light. If you want to know what it's like, just open your eyes and we're there. And this was taken over by the darkness. Not completely, but enough to, you know, it's still here. That's why the aliens are here. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Somebody was asking a little bit ago, Michael, what would be a clearing that we could do having said the Pledge of Allegiance?
We have one there for oaths, don't we?
Yes, I think there is.
They're about oaths.
Yeah.
You know, some type of clearing like that. So.
Can
indoctrinations
we...
or oaths, or there's something that's there on the
website
to help you out with that.
I don't remember the name of it. If anybody remembers the name of that one, you could type it in. That would be great, so Michael can read that.
And that's for anything, you know, where you...
vows, anything like that.
Yeah, but where you give your energy away to something outside of yourself. This is what Jesus talked about, not to do that. So that's the whole process, is not to... Uh-oh, we're getting close to timing out here.
Oh, yeah.
But the whole thing is not to give your power away, which is really, you know, don't get corded. Don't put out cords to other people or other things to take your energy away. That's the whole process. So we got our conference call coming up here for Q&A. And we'll put the number in here. Somebody could type it in. It's the... 559-546-1301. This is a standard number that we're using for all the calls here. 559-546-1301. And the PIN number changes. So this is 506399. 506399. And hopefully we'll have you on the calls tonight here. You can send your questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we'll be looking forward to having you people on. Anything you want to add? We have our 4-hour call this Saturday and 8-hour call Sunday coming up here. Emails will be going out if they haven't been out. I had to wait till the first, because they're a different number sequence. So we're doing the first two calls this weekend. That'll be on the website. I think it might be hooked up, connected right now. And then we'll have a break, and then we'll do the other ones the following weekend for Sundays. Yeah, because we'll be at the Expo next weekend. So, anything you want to add, Carrie?
Well, just in case anyone isn't aware, Ron will be at the Conscious Life Expo the 10th, 11th, 12th, and then for a late night enrollment enlistment, I mean, interesting evening on the Monday, which is the 13th of this month, and that's in L.A. at the LAX Hilton on Century Boulevard near the airport. And Ron will have a booth and the light infusion chamber and his healing sample monitors and lectures on mostly on Saturday, I think. Right, Ron?
Yes, most of them are on Saturday, yeah.
And then Monday night is the enlistment if you're not enlisted or you're interested in learning more about that.
Yeah, the Monday is the clone event.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's right.
Yeah.
Enlisting is on Saturday night at 8, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so, yeah, more comments about people yawning and feeling these clearings very heavily. So thanks for doing those, Ron. That's, I think, shown a lot of us that we need to get on and do some of these religion-related clearings.
Yeah, I never realized it would turn into that on this show. So
No, who knew?
No. So, the gods are angry with us. Okay, so I need a few minutes to decompress, so you guys can come on, and whoever comes on the call, you can start talking. That way people know that you're there. And I'll record the call just for us to have information in case we want to use it in the future. In a question and answer. So you probably won't be having your voice on there, but we'll just be getting the text and, you know, doing that. So anyway, sometimes there's some good information. Hopefully there is. So, Carrie, I'll see you in a few here.
Okay. clsquestions@yahoo.com, everybody. And thanks for your questions, and hopefully see you all in a few minutes on the call. Good night.
Good night.